नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं
चैव नरोत्तमः देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रैष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितञ्जेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं तेन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकरमाह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपरकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सकृदातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललितश्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीशागोपिककान्त राधाकान्तकनमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषवानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसद गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ग्रंथ श्रीमद् भागवतम की रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो सिक्स चैप्टर वन The History of the Life of Ajamila, text number 48. Manasaiva Pure Deva Purva Rupam Vipasyati Anu Mimam Sate Apurvam Manasa Bhagavan Aja Manasaiva Pure Deva Purva Rupam Vipasati Anumimam Sati Purvam Manasa Bhagavan Aja Manasaiva Pure Deva Purva Rupa Vipashati Anumimam Sati Purvam Manasa Bhagavan Aja Manasaiva Pure Deva Purva Rupam Vipashati Anumimam Sati Purvam Manasa Bhagavan Aja
Manasaiva Pure Deva Purva Lupam Vivashati Manusha Vashyata Aparupam Manas Bhagavan Aja Manasaiva Pure Deva Purva Lupam Vivashati
Matajis. Manasa, by the mind,
Eva,
indeed,
Pure,
in his abode,
or within everyone's heart,
like the super soul,
Deva,
the demigod Ramaraj.
Divya Chiti Deva.
One is always brilliant
and illuminated.
Is called Deva.
Purva Rupam.
The past religious
or irreligious condition.
Vipassati.
Completely observed.
Anumi Mam Sate,
he considers
Apurvam,
the future condition,
Manasa,
with his mind.
Bhagavan,
who is omnipotent,
Aja,
as good as Lord Brahma.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Lesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki.
The
omnipotent Yamaraj is as good as Lord Brahma. For while situated in his own abode or in everyone's heart, like the Paramatma, he mentally observes the past activities of a living entity, and thus understands how the living entity will act in future lives. Please repeat. The omnipotent Yamaraj
is as good as Lord Brahma.
For while situated
in his own abode,
or in everyone's heart,
like the Paramatma,
he mentally observes
the past activities
of a living entity,
and thus
understands
how the living entity
will act in future lives.
Purport.
One should not consider Yamaraj an ordinary living being.
He is as good as the Brahma.
He has the complete cooperation of the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart. And therefore, by the grace of the super soul, he can see the past, present, and future of a living being from within. The word Anu Mimam Sate means that he can decide in consultation with the super soul. Anu means following. The actual decisions concerning the next lives of the living entities are made by the super soul, and they are carried out by Yamaraj. That is the end of purport to text 48 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Canto 6, Chapter 1, entitled The History of the Life of Ajahnmila. The omnipotent Yamaraj is as good as Lord Brahma. For while situated in his own abode or in everyone's heart like this Paramatma, he mentally observes the past activities of a living entity and thus understands how the living entity will act in future lives. Yamaraj, one of the 12 Mahajans, the authority, one of the authorities in the science of God realization. So, he is, proper said here, not an ordinary living entity. Apart from the fact that he is Yamaraj, his position is very, very significant. His position is very serious. Because he has to witness the activities of everyone in the material world. It's a great service. So he's considered here to be on the same level like Lord Brahma. And he's also addressed here as Bhagavan, meaning that, as is explained here, he sits with the super soul. And the super soul detects everything the living entities are doing to him. Shishi Garani Thai Krishna Balaram Badeshama Sundaki. It is also mentioned here that he cooperates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, his activities are wonderful. So Papa said in one other purport, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 13, text 15. Srila Prabhupada said, He was the incarnation of Yamaraj, one of the 12 Mahajans, on a level with such exalted personalities as Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kapil, Bhishma, Prahlad, etc. Being a Mahajan, it is the duty of Yamaraj to preach the cult of devotion to the people of the world. As Narada, Brahma, and other Mahajans do. But Yamaraj is always busy in his platonic kingdom, punishing the doers of sinful acts. Yamaraj is deputed by the Lord to a particular planet, some hundreds of thousands of miles away from the planet Earth, to take away the corrupt souls after death and convict them in accordance with their respective sinful activities. Thus, Yamaraj has very little time to take leave from his responsible office of punishing the wrongdoers. There are more wrongdoers than righteous men. Therefore, Yamaraj has to do more work than other demigods, who are also authorized agents of the Supreme Lord. But he wanted to preach the glories of the Lord, and therefore, by the will of the Lord, he was cursed by Manduka Muni. So Yamaraj has more duty than other demigods, because there are more sinful people in the material world than pious people. Other demigods, they don't have as much work like Brahma and like Yamaraj. Yamaraj has to look at every living entity's activities, including what we are thinking, what we are talking, and what we actually do. Yamaraj keeps record of all that. And he judges everyone accordingly. He cannot be bribed. Like here in the material world, if you know the judge who can bribe him or her, Yamaraj has no favorites. This is my family members, or these are my friends, I can excuse them. No. He has to do his duty perfectly. Because he knows, Yamaraj knows, he is cooperating with Krishna here because he knows the position of Lord Krishna and he knows his own position. In ignorance, we may not know and we do so many sinful activities or we act irresponsible, which is due to ignorance. But Yamaraj is not ignorant. He is mentioned here to be omnipotent. He knows everything and everyone in any corner. Even if someone is inside the water or under the ground or in the anywhere, Yamaraj has his eyes everywhere. He is the witnesser of all activities. Therefore, he never takes bribe from anybody. He does his duty perfectly. We have the right. Now we have the right to do what we want to do now. But when the activity is performed, we don't have right again about the reaction. Yamaraj will now decide. Based on our past activities, he will arrange our next situation. Therefore, in Krishna consciousness, it is not difficult to know the future of anyone. It is not difficult. Every sincere devotee can understand his or her future. How to do that? By looking at the present activities we do now. By looking at what is 100% predominating our consciousness, what do we think throughout the whole day? What do we do throughout the whole week? What do we think? What do we say throughout the whole year, throughout our lifetime, that is our future. It is not difficult to understand. Sri Maharaj is watching everyone in cooperation with the Super Soul. Bhagavata Lord Krishna said, Anumanta Upadrasta. I witness every activities. And because Yamaraj is with him, he tells Yamaraj, and Prabhupada mentioned the purport here, Krishna tells Yamaraj everything of the living entities, and he is executor. The Yamaraj carries out the order of Lord Krishna. This person has to be dealt with in this way. This person has to be dealt with in that way. That is the duty of Yamaraj. And he is very experienced in doing that because he's not a conditioned soul. Yamaraj is not a conditioned soul, therefore he cannot make mistake. He is acting in cooperation with Krishna. Therefore he cannot make mistake. He is guided by Krishna in his activities. The pure devotees doesn't make mistake because the activities are guided by Lord Krishna. Conditioned soul will make mistake because our activities are not guided by Krishna. We don't hear the Super Soul. When the Super Soul speaks, we don't hear. A pure devotee is connected with the Super Soul. When the Super Soul speaks, they hear. When the Super Soul detects, they get the message and they will execute. Therefore, they are perfect in the activities. So Yamaraj is perfect. Although Yamaraj has this thankless service, his service is thankless because his duty is only to see the sinful activities and the pious activities and equally reward them. And because in Kali Yuga, conditions who are more sinful, we have more sinful people than pious people, means Yamaraj has extra duty, extra work over time in his duty. So he's very, very busy. And it is the duty of every devotee. Every sincere devotee has compassion by nature. And because of that compassion, they want to preach. Preaching is based on compassion, it's based on realizing how the living entities are suffering in this material world and supporting Krishna in his mission to reclaim the conditioned souls. All pure devotees have this tendency, this desire. Yamaraj also had the desire. He wanted to preach. But he cannot do the preaching because there are so many work for him to do. How will he go on leave when there are so many things to do? Your factory is on fire. How will you go to sleep? You cannot. You have to attend to it. So Yamaraj, although he wants to preach, he cannot preach because there are so many sinful entities that he has to look into the account. But his desire to preach is very, very intense. This is another point. Although he wants to preach and there are so many obstacles, Yamaraj did not give up his desire to preach. He didn't give up his Krishna consciousness. He didn't become relaxed and consider, well, Krishna knows I want to do this, but circumstances are not allowing me to do it, therefore I should forget. No, Yamaraj did not forget. As he is doing his duty, he is also very conscious of the suffering situation of the living entities in the material world. He's very conscious of that. Therefore, his desire to preach was still there. Because if he preach Krishna consciousness, majority people are going to become Krishna conscious, and that will reduce his duty. It is not because he's selfish, he wants to reduce his duty. That is not the point. The point is that he wants to preach. And he has the duty to take care of living entities. But his desire to preach remains so that living entities can be free from suffering. That is his compassion. And the Christian made the arrangement for him. Christian made a perfect arrangement. The arrangement Christian made for Jean Maharaj to preach Christian consciousness. Wonderful. Very wonderful arrangement. What was that? Here, if we want to preach, we have books, we have Sankirtan vans, we have many devotees. So, we easily go out to preach Krishna consciousness. And if we have bad health, preaching becomes very difficult. Preaching becomes a challenge. Bad health is a challenge to our devotional service. It is said here by Prabhupada that we should not look at Yamada as an ordinary being. What does that mean? We preach Krishna consciousness in a very wonderful, healthy condition. But what was the situation of Yamaraj? He went to preach. Is there anything wrong with that? To preach Krishna consciousness, is it wrong? It's wonderful. Wonderful service. Every Sankirtan devotee knows that to please the Prabhupada is to distribute the books. Here Yamaraj want to do book distribution. But what Krishna did to him? What did Krishna do to him? Krishna did not make a wonderful, a healthy, or a sweet situation for him to preach his Krishna consciousness. Krishna making arrangement for him to preach. Yamaraj was doing his duty perfectly. And then one day, a muni was sitting outside his cottage, and he was very deep in meditation. He was completely absorbed inside. He was never external. He was fully absorbed, thinking of Krishna. And in the city, there was a robbery. And police were chasing the two thieves who did the robbery. These thieves ran into the forest. And they entered into the ashram of Manduka Muni. And they hid there. The police people came, caught the thieves, and took the money also. You are not a money. You are pretending to be a sage. While you are sitting here pretending to do your meditation, you have trained your boys who goes to the city to steal and bring whatever they have stolen to you. So the muni was arrested along with the thieves. And the punishment was given to them. Manduka Muni was pierced with a lance. But because of his mystic power, he was able to maintain the soul in the body. He didn't die. When the king heard that, he knew we have made a mistake. If he were a thief, he would have died like the two other two. For him to maintain his life means he's actually a sage. Immediately he ordered that he should be released. He was released. As soon as he was released, the muni did not go to the king who gave the punishment. He didn't go to blame the police people who arrested him. Because of his knowledge, he went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj, why did you do this to me? He gave me such a punishment. I am doing meditation. So what is wrong with giving my life to Krishna? The purpose of human life is to do devotional service. And I'm doing just that. Why did you give me such a punishment? So omnipotent Yamaraj looked at his life. And he said, my dear Muni, now you are a Muni, you are practicing Krishna consciousness very nicely, which is very good. What about the lives you lived before? What about the lives you lived before? Before you became a Muni, you were taking pleasure in sporting with the piercing grasshoppers. What? Straw. As a result of that, God is punishment. A Muni said, this is unjust. It's unjust. How can you punish me for a childish activity? Although he's a Muni, he has the knowledge to go to Yamaraj, considering that he is the chief judge. But his knowledge is not complete because he's not a devotee. He's not a pure devotee. Therefore, his knowledge is not complete. Anything which we do without bhakti for Krishna is incomplete. Although he's a powerful Muni, he's very powerful in meditation. He's doing so much. But because he was not a devotee, his knowledge was not complete. Therefore, he couldn't see completely. He tried to see the cause and not the instrument. He tried. We try only to see the instrument. We don't look for the cause. The Muni tried not to look for the instrument. He tried to look for the cause of our sufferings. But he was not complete. Therefore, he accused Yamaraj wrongly. Why did you punish me for his childish activity? He's supposed to know that childish activity or old man activity, either it is good or bad, has the result. So Yamaraj said, you have been doing that. And that is the reason why you are punished. He became angry and he said, you should become a Shudra because you don't know how to judge. Yamaraj did not take offense. He was happy. He was happy. Why is he happy? For a devotee, there is nothing like misfortune. Misfortune is for non-devotees. Devotees have nothing like misfortune. There is nothing like misfortune for a devotee. So Yamaraj does not see misfortune in his life. As Mahajan, what do we expect from him? He is acting perfectly on his position. He didn't see misfortune on his life. He saw everything as a wonderful opportunity for him to preach. Yeah, oh glory to Sri Krishna. Oh glory to Krishna. Because now I have the chance to preach Krishna consciousness. Being Yamaraj, there is no holiday for me. There is no break for me. I have to work both day and night. But now I am relieved from this. I can now go and preach. So Yamaraj came down here to the material world as Mahatma Vidura. And he preached Krishna consciousness tirelessly. He preached Krishna consciousness. And he was very, very, very partial for the pure devotees, like Krishna. Krishna is very partial to his pure devotees. A pure devotee is also partial to devotees of Krishna. So Vidura was very partial to the Pandavas. Being partial to the Pandavas did not make him to forget his sinful brother. He also preached to those who need Krishna consciousness. So in this way, Yamaraj is a powerful personality. He is omnipotent. He witnessed every activities and he rewards accordingly. So what we are experiencing presently, that is a result of our past activities. And what we are doing now is our future life. So a devotee, we know our past, we know the present, and we also know the future. Simply by looking deeply into our scriptures, we will see everything as it is. Hare Krishna. Comments or questions?
Yes. That was arrangement by Krishna, and we were saying that Krishna made arrangement for him to preach, but not in our own way. And Yamaraj don't complain, because he knows everything behind the scene. He knows everything. This is a wonderful opportunity for me now to go and preach. Krishna have answered my prayer. Everyone is responsible for his activities. Everyone. A child is born in a particular family because he has a similar karma in that family. So they come together to share it. Palatable means you should present it as it is, not to entertain people, the things people want to hear. We should not speak the things people want to hear. We should speak the things people need to hear. And we present it also considering the consciousness of the people. Therefore, you see, acharyas, they have different moods. See, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is very hard, like thunderbolt. And look at his father, very liberal preacher. His father is liberal, but he is heavy He cannot say that he is inferior to Obadiah Tokoro, or Obadiah Tokoro is inferior to him. Both of them are pure devotees, but they have their style according to their nature. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says what he said. A preacher should not flatter. One who flatter cannot be a guru, he cannot be a teacher. For example, you are sick and you have gone to a doctor, and the doctor is telling you, oh, don't worry, you are all right. You are all right. You get well very soon, don't worry. Just take this water. Drink the water, go and sleep, you'll be all right. Is that a doctor? You have a boil, the doctors will tear it. To tear that, it will give pain. But after that, you'll be relieved if it's an experienced doctor. So tear it and remove the disease. They stitch it back. You'll be healthy, you'll be well. So a preacher should not flatter. If Srila Prabhupada flatter us, I don't know how many of us will become a devotee. He gave the philosophy as it is. No dilution, no subtraction. But he knows how to adjust it according to time, place, and circumstances. He knows how to adjust it. That's a preacher. And his adjustment, because he's an acharya, he has the potency. So he did it perfectly that everything works. That is the prerogative of the pure devotees. Like Yamaraj, they consult with the super soul, and super soul direct. Therefore, there is no mistake in the activities. So preachers should not entertain people so that you can become popular and become famous. Oh, I like this preacher because he speaks and everyone is very happy. But is your heart purified? A sadhu who pierce the heart with the purity which control his speech. So pierce the heart. Sukadeva Goswami pierced the heart of Mother Parikshit. Daramoni, he pierced the heart of Vyasadeva. The sages, they pierced the heart of Narada Muni himself. Sukadeva Goswami, he pierced the heart of the sages and the Mishanaya. And we saw the miracle that took place after that. He said, sadhu, he should be pure to penetrate the heart. So Sukadeva Goswami, he glorifies Sukadeva Goswami. Let me offer my humble obeisances to the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, who can enter the heart of all living entities. He has the power to enter the heart. He's not a flatterer. He didn't entertain Maharaj Parikshit. Just speak sweet, sweet words. Krishna consciousness is sweet. But because we have jaundice, therefore, we have difficulty tasting sugar to be sweet. But Rupa Goswami did not recommend something else. He didn't recommend something else. He recommended the same thing. Although the sugar is bitter, that is the only cure for jaundice. So it must be taken. Okay, last question. Time has gone. Hare Krishna. Ready, ready.
I was wondering if you think there is a difference between preaching to like a very new person or extending the movement versus preaching to devotees, people who have already accepted Krishna consciousness and perhaps now they're being a little more like subtle anarthas. Gross anarthas and subtle. Do you think there's a difference between preaching to the devotees and preaching to the
Yes.
Should elaborate a little bit. What does it take to preach to devotees?
We recite sister second prayers every day, right? Namna makari bahudali jasarava saktis tatara pitane metas marane na kala ita drishi tava kripa bhagavan mamati durudaivam itisam iha janina nuraga. We recite it every morning. There is no hard and fast rule for chanting Hare Krishna. Is it true? Is it true? Is it true?
Yes.
No hard and fast rules for chanting the holy name?
Yes.
Is it true?
No.
There is no hard and fast rule for chanting the holy name. Is it true?
Yes.
Why do you have 10 offenses? You have 10 offenses to avoid them. Why chanting the holy name? Is that hard rule or fast rule? No, no? No rules? Rule means there is some condition. So for neophytes, public preaching, no hard and fast rule. Please just come. Let's chant Hare Krishna together. That is public preaching. Come, religion, no difference. Krishna has so many names, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Adonai, all of them. That name is God. Don't worry, come, let us chant. But when they enter your temple, if a Muslim has come here and bring up his tisbah to say Allah Akbar, will you allow it? Will you allow it here? You say, no, you have to chant Hare Krishna here. Right? You say you should chant Hare Krishna. Now, we have done the public preaching, which is really encouraging. That we should do. Encourage people to come. When people come and become serious, and then you have to change it. Now, there is 10 principles to be kept. And now also there are 4 great principles you have to keep. Now you don't have to. You have to sleep by 4 o'clock. You wake up and attend Mangalarati. Like that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.